The weather this first week of January was frightful. Winter Storm Hercules was ferocious and paralyzed the Cape and Islands on the first Friday of the year. Birds were seeking shelter from the storm, and anyone with feeders had the complete attention of any seed-eating birds in their area. They looked so frail, hunkered down against the blowing snow. Well, don't let them fool you, as birds have developed and evolved many special adaptations to survive these brutal conditions. The biggest thing they have going for them are feathers. If it has feathers, it has to be a bird. Feathers have evolved into many forms and are marvels of engineering. They are strong, lightweight, and durable, as well as having amazing insulating capabilities that truly make them a wonder of nature. Birds have a preen gland at the base of their tail, and they take oil from it to treat their feathers, adding more insulation as well as waterproofing them. Birds also have the ability to control their body or contour feathers. They can flatten or fluff up these feathers, allowing them to create more air space between them. This allows them a way to regulate the temperature. The hotter they are, the flatter the feathers with no air space. Conversely, the colder they are, the fluffier they are as they puff up and trap air that acts as additional insulation between their feathers, their bodies, and more feathers. Virtually all species that overwinter at this latitude grow additional feathers in the late fall to enable them to withstand colder temperatures. Most will also eat as much as possible, and they are able to store excess food in the form of fat that they use to keep them warm as a mini blubber layer. Most, if not all, of our wintering songbirds will also metabolize that stored fat as needed. As the winter drags on, or more storms hit, they may burn up all their fat reserves. This is not a good thing for a wintering bird. This is why if you provide food and are feeding, don't stop until well into spring, as your feeders may be their only source of food during storms or when other natural food is buried in snow or encrusted in ice. While birds are much tougher than they look, they still need to eat and drink fresh water daily. Birds also run much hotter than other animals. The average temperature of a songbird coming to a feeder is 105 degrees Fahrenheit. Because they are relatively small and incredibly light, which has everything to do with their abilities of flight, they must keep their fire stoked with high-calorie food. Many songbirds will eat their body weight each day in an attempt to maintain their temperature and fat reserves so that when they need to call on them, they'll have them. Once they deplete their fat reserves, a storm such as last week's could be fatal unless they have ready access to food. At night, land birds, depending on the species, retire to a dense evergreen thicket, a hole in a tree, a nesting box, or they go to roost in a dense flock packed together in dense cover and right up against each other for warmth. Chickadees, titmice, nuthatches, woodpeckers, and many others find a cavity to roost in. It shelters them not only from the wind, but predators as well. When birds are sleeping at night, they tuck their beaks into their feathers on their shoulder or back, thereby reducing heat loss from their unfeathered beaks, as well as breathing in air that has been warmed in pockets trapped by their feathers, also causing less energy to be used. Until next week, keep your eyes to the sky.